Mets. Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Oh, yes, sir. We are back for the first time in 19 days here in Salem. The Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as we get you set for a 9-game homestand over the span of the next 10 days indeed. And the Red Sox have a huge opportunity in front of them the next 3 ball games. They face the hottest team in the Carolina League with a 5-game lead atop everybody in the North. The Fredericksburg Nationals are in town once again. Carter, so good to be sitting next to you once again, my friend. How was the break?
It's been way too long. How was yours? It was good. I went to the beach for about a week and a half and then went to a game up in Baltimore and then now back here in Salem, and you got to enjoy a nice little 2 weeks back up north as well.
Yeah, got to go home, hang out in Connecticut for a week, and then hang out in Syracuse, New York for a week, and now we're hype to be back down here talking to you about some Red Sox baseball. Well, it's been an eventful week for the team on the road as well. Of course, they had the 3 to 4 day break for the All-Star vacation. But despite that, this is a team that, you know, has won 7 of their last 12 ball games. They split a series against Lynchburg 2 weeks back, which was really big, Carter, because Lynchburg, as you know, had kind of been their kryptonite up to that point. They had won just 2 out of 12 games against the Hillcats heading into that 6-game set. So the split was big, and then they took 4 of 6 down in Kingston against Down East. You actually caught one of those ball games as a fan down there.
I did, that Tuesday night at Granger Stadium in good old Kinston, North Carolina, and that was a loss for the Red Sox, but the whole week was a victory, it felt like, especially after losing that first game. You mentioned it. You go to Lynchburg and you split with a team you had previously been 2-10 against. You win that one, or at least you split that one, and then you go on the road, and after losing that first game, you win the remaining 4 or 5 games. And that was a big momentum boost, I want to say, going into the break. You then get the 4 days off, which is much deserved for these guys that continue to grind all season long. The All-Star break is so crucial, so you go into it feeling pretty good, winning that 4 of 6. You had to kind of avoid some weather down there in Eastern North Carolina as well to do so. And now you come back for, again, a crucial 9-game homestand. You're 5 back of first in the Carolina League North. You got 3 against the Fred Nets, the first-place team. And then the Carolina Mudcats come to town for 6. So a key homestand for the Red Sox.
All right, it's the Red Sox and the Nationals coming up in just about 10 minutes here on MILB.com and MILB TV. We'll take a short break when we return our Carilion Clinic injury report, and we'll take you through tonight's starting lineups. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. It's the Sox in the Fred Nats, a 3-game set this weekend here in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup.
Your handful of innings on the play-by-play. I turn the mic over to my best pal, Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Javon Hader. Appreciate you there. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the first time in 19 days. For your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, take on the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Now, the Red Sox coming at 45-42 overall, 11-10 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North, and currently just five back of these Fredericksburg Nationals, tied with Lynchburg in that second-place spot, and the Fred Nats, they've been rolling so far in the second half of play, 51-36, 16-5 in the second half of play, and really, the last couple weeks, it's really started to click for Fredericksburg. They've won 13-15, dating back to that Friday game here in Salem on June 28th. They've won 10 of their last 12, and after sweeping a six-game set against the Delmarva Shorebirds, they just took 4-6 last week from the Carolina Mudcats. So, perfect time for the Fred Nats, and quite a challenge for Luis Cohen here this evening.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is a Fred Nats team that is locked and loaded, and you mentioned it, Carter. All of a sudden, everything's starting to click, and this is a team firing on all cylinders. A dangerous team full of outstanding bats, but what's really come around has been their pitching as of late. And you might think, well, how is that so when you lose a guy like Harleen Susanna, for example, and he moves up to the high A level? It's just sometimes things start to click this time of year for certain teams, especially in the July months as some of the youngest guys really start to get acclimated, and the Fred Nats are getting hot at the right time.
Luis Cohen is the right-hander on the bump for the Salem Sox. He comes in at 4-5 this season with a 4.19 ERA. This is his 16th start of the season, 62 and a third innings pitched, 50 strikeouts to just 22 walks. And again, has been fairly sharp throughout the year. Brenner Cox leads it off, stepping in from the left side. First pitch from Luis Cohen, winds and fires. He swings, rockets it right side. It's down for a base hit. Brenner Cox, we didn't even see him once the last home series against the Fred Nats. First pitch single, and we're underway in Salem.
Yeah, he was banged up, right? He was on the IL last time this team was in town. 2.5 weeks later, he is healthy, and just a lot to be desired with Brenner Cox, a very talented guy, number 29 prospect in the Nats organization, 20-year-old. You know, he is a fourth-round pick in 2022. There's no reason why he shouldn't be cranking them, and he's really turned it on since coming back from injury.
Here's Elijah Green from the right side. First pitch, a breaking ball swung through and missed, and the count starts at nothing and one. Elijah Green, the now seventh-best prospect in the Nationals organization, 174, 8 homers, 32 ribbies. The last time we saw him in Salem, he homered twice, though, for the Fred Nats. Throw to first and not in time. Cox back in safely.
Yeah, this is a Fred Nats team, Carter. Probably more so than any other team we've seen all season. Loaded with top 30 guys at the single A level.
Five in the top 30 for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 0-1, runner off from first. It misses outside. Double clutch. Throw to second is not in time. McKelvey bobbled it for just a minute, and it's a stolen bag for Brenner Cox as the count's even at 1-1 on Elijah Green.
Yeah, he had a good jump to begin with, but as soon as McKelvey bobbles that ball, you knew that there was nothing to go for there.
Luis Cohen, two starts ago against these Fred Nats on June 25th, five scoreless against Fredericksburg. Earned the win. 1-1 from the bell, and time is called.
Pitch clock.
Oh, a pitch clock violation indeed. Jared Neal, our home plate umpire. So the pitch clock violation is on Cohen. It moves the count to 2-1. Jared Neal behind the plate. Travis Goddick is in the field. Our two-man Carolina League crew here this evening in Salem.
Well, technically not a Carolina League crew.
2-1 fisted foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
So the reason we came on the air 10 minutes late is because we weren't sure whether we were going to go into a delay or not.
Yes.
because actually with all of the flight chaos taking place right now and flights struggling to get off the ground, and I don't know the full backstory behind that. I have to do some research.
I was
going to
ask you if you knew.
But I've seen actually a lot of broadcasts, like Anish Shroff, who's a very popular sports broadcaster within our industry, was tweeting about how great the service had been from whatever airline he was flying with.
2-2 in the Jordan goes, and it moves the count to 3-2.
But regardless, apparently there is trouble getting flights out there, and our two umpires for this series are supposed to be Derek Pacheco and Gustavo Garza, who we have seen earlier this season as a pairing, and apparently they're having trouble getting in. They're stuck. So not sure the backstories on Gaddick and Jared Neal, but they're local guys, and they're here tonight.
3-2, he swings, grounds the right side on a hop. Alcantara, he gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number one. But Cox moves to third, and here's Sammy Infante, the second baseman.
And Infante had a great series last time he was here in Salem. Carter was really hitting it well. 22-year-old out of Florida.
Oh, you're starting 9 for the Frat Nats. 1-2-3 goes Cox, Green, Infante, Pimentel, Brown, and Rumba. And Cruz, Colmenares, and Vaquero, 7-8-9. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. Antonio Anderson plays third. Nazan Zanitello's at short. However, now Contreras at second. First pitch, winds and fires, and he swings and misses at a slider low and away. Count starts at 0-1. Fraley Encarnacion is at first. And then in the outfield, Andy Lugo plays left. Nelly Taylor's in center, and it's down to 10 and right. A one misses low and outside. Evens up the count of 1-1. Danny McAlvany behind the plate, and Luis Cohen is on the bump. Game 1 of 3 in this three-game set. Right out of the All-Star break. 1-1. And quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in game one of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 1-2-3 goes in the Red Sox order. Nazan Zanitello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan. Mark Davis is the right-hander on the bump, and here's his first pitch as he winds and fires. And he takes it high and outside for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. Well, Davis, the right-hander out of Georgia, former 11th-round draft pick in 2021. 3-2 on the season. 1-0. Swing, get a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. 2.61 ERA. This is also his 16th start of the year. 58 2/3 innings pitched. 58 strikeouts to 31 walks. 1-1 to Nazan. He winds and fires. He swings and misses at the slider low and away, and it moves the count to 1-2. And Mark Davis did toss against the Salem Red Sox a couple weeks ago. 5 scoreless innings back on June 28th. That was a victory for the Fred Nats. 1-2. Swing. Get a miss. He got him. Strike 3. So Zanitello down on strikes, and here's Antonio Anderson, the third baseman. So Davis got the start that day, and that was the day in which the Fredericksburg Nationals started to turn on 13 of their next 15 games. They've been dominant ever since in the Carolina League North. Here's Anderson from the left side. First pitch rocks and fires, and he takes it on the outside corner for a strike of the knees. how the count starts in nothing and why. 18th best prospect in the Sox organization, Antonio Anderson, at 165 on the year. Four homers and 23 ribbies. 0-1, winds and fires, misses high and end. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Former third-round pick in the 2023 MLB draft. And this is going to be a talking point throughout our broadcast today. Well, the MLB draft just took place a few days ago. 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner.
These guys are old news, Connor.
Exactly. Last year's draft at this point. But the Red Sox had quite the draft of their own in 2024.
These guys are veterans now. Come on.
1-2, rocks and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt. And it evens up the count of 2-2. Defensive alignment for the Fred Nats, left to right in the infield. Marcus Brown's at third. Armando Cruz plays short. Semi Infante at second. Brandon Pimentel is at first. Christian Vaquero is in left. 2-2, he swings and pops it up. First base side, it trickles foul. And Anderson stays alive. Elijah Green, the seventh best prospect in the organization, plays center. And Brenner Cox, making his first appearance here in Salem this year, plays right. Jose Colmenares behind the plate, and Mark Davis is on the bump. Two balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls, and he swings and taps it foul first base side. Anderson spoils it once again. Starting lineup for the Red Sox. 1-3, Zanatello, Anderson, Brannon. Taylor, Alcantara, Encarnacion. Uten, Lugo, McKelvin. 2-2. He swings and ropes it down the right field line. It's a fair ball for a base hit. Around first, Anderson, headed for second. Cox's throw there will be.
Oh, wow.
In time, they got him on a dart. One hopping into the mitt of Cruz, and there's two down.
I mean, by a mile. Heck of a throw.
Absolutely.
You got to applaud Brenner Cox for putting it on a rope.
So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox on this Fireworks Friday here in Southwest Virginia. 6-7-8 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Nate Rombach, Armando Cruz, and Jose Colmenares, the starting catcher. Luis Cohen back on the bump for his second inning of work, and here's Rombach, who digs in from the right side, and today's starting designated hitter. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday night. First pitch rocks and fires. It's a breaking ball called a strike on the inner half, and the count starts at nothing and one. Nate Rombach at 350 on the season, a homer and three RBIs, making his first appearance here in Salem of the season. 0-1, he swings and dribbles at first base side. It trickles foul. Quickly 0-2. Was the Nationals' 18th round pick a season ago out of Dallas Baptist University, the Patriots, outside of Dallas, Texas. After starting his career at Texas Tech, goes to DBU. And now in the Nats organization. 0-2, winds and fires. Misses low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2. And we mentioned Dallas. Well, he's from Mansfield, Texas, which is about 30 miles outside of the city. Actually went to the same high school as Noah Syndergaard. 1-2, he swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. In foul ground is Anderson, but he watches it go foul. And Rombach stays alive. You talk about Brooks Brannon with the Thor nickname, if you will. Well, Noah Syndergaard is the big league version of Thor, no doubt about that.
It's his nickname to have,
sure,
for sure. By the way, can we just appreciate jam-packed yard tonight?
Absolutely.
Firework Friday, we're ready to roll.
1-2, he swings and rips it into left center field, moving back Nellie Taylor on the track. He's there and makes the catch at high for out number one.
Gave it a ride. And that's a long at-bat right there, too. They're kind of getting after the pitch count of Luis Cohen already. Just a little bit.
Brings up Armando Cruz from the right side. 26th best prospect in the Nats organization at 226 on the year. A homer and 17 ribbies. First pitch, He swings, grounds it left side. On a hop is Anderson. Gloves, throws across to first, and there's out number two.
Oh, you say that, and then you get a one-pitch at-bat to even things out a little bit.
Two up, two down, and here is Jose Colmenares now, the starting catcher.
I'll tell you what, though. He's throwing strikes, right? He's giving everything in the zone. It helps that the ball's been put in play a lot.
Sure.
But 18 pitches, 13 strikes.
First pitch to Colmenares. He rocks and fires. And he takes a strike on the fastball outside corner. No balls and a strike here this evening. Here's Nelly from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame. And here's Davis's first pitch as he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball misses low and outside. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes. The Frednats with the 1-0 advantage on the Sammy Infante RBI double. That was back in the top of the first. 1-0. He swings and rips it down the right field line. Giving it a look, Brenner Cox in foul ground. Does he have room? No, he doesn't. Just by a couple steps. And the count evens up at 1-1. Long fly ball out of Nelly Taylor Jr.
Had a little bit of pop, right? Pretty far underneath it, but he hit it 103 off the bat. Buckley got out of play before Brenner Cox had a chance to run it down.
Nelly's at 226 on the year. Four homers, 34 RBIs. Starting center fielder for the Salem Red Sox is somebody who has had a nice year overall here at the single-A level, trying to get things back going offensively here in Salem. On one, he swings and pops it up foul. Third base side. Moves the count to 1-2. Former 11th round pick by the Red Sox in 2023. And Nelly Taylor Jr. is one of those guys where the Red Sox started winning. It just kind of felt like his personality started to shine even more. Seems very, very well liked down in the clubhouse overall.
No doubt about it.
1-2.
Ooh.
Oh, it plunked him on a breaking ball in her half. And just like that, the leadoff runner's on for the Red Sox.
Yeah, he saw breaking ball all day and almost, he obviously didn't lean into
sure.
it, but he's like, no need to move for this.
No,
one.
Not exactly 101 up
yeah.
and in. Here's Marvin Alcantara. Second baseman for the Red Sox steps in from the right side. He's also at 227 this season. Nelly Taylor off of first, and I would say Mark Davis in the stretch for the first time today. But he does not go through the windup for the Frednats. First pitch, Nelly off from first, swinging a tipper foul, first base side. And the count starts at nothing and one. And Nelly Taylor may have had the bag stolen as well.
I'm really curious where they found these umps. I want to get to the bottom
so,
of this.
So, again, the reason we started a little bit late on the broadcast is Gustavo Garza and Derek Pacheco were supposed to be our two umpires here this evening. But because of all these flight problems nationally, well, they were affected. 0-1 from the belt. He swings, grounds it up the middle. To second it goes. Infante tags the runner. Throw to first. And there's a
unreal
double play.
That's unreal.
Mm.
With
tagging
the box.
Social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Knocks it down.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Sox trail at 1-0 against the Fredericksburg Nationals in game one of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening.
Bless you. Little sneeze there.
Yeah, I know. The sniffles were getting me. 9-1-2 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Christian Vaquero, Brenner Cox, and Elijah Green to lead it off against Cox stays alive.
And honestly, on vacation, I got my fair share of sunburn, so I'm okay with it for a moment.
You chill on the beach in Connecticut?
You smell that? You so
Is that football season around the corner?
Oh. Well, you've been grinding that new video game the last couple of days.
Perhaps.
2-2 from the belt. He swings and chops it right side. Alcantara on three hops, throws to first, and there's out number two. Two up, two down, and here's Elijah Green.
But, with football season also comes meaningful in playoff baseball.
Baseball, it's a great time of year.
It's the best time of year. Let's keep it a buck.
Right? I agree.
You got pumpkins. You got Halloween festivities.
My God, it is July 19th.
Apple picking. Pumpkin spice.
First pitch to Elijah Green. He waves and misses at the slider, and the count starts at nothing and one.
Cinnamon. Chilly fall mornings with a cup of Joe in college game day. Sunday night baseball is different when you can also watch the National Football League.
Oh, one misses low and outside. Evens up the count at one and one.
Think about the dual screen action, Clark.
Yes, absolutely. I'm with you there.
Wake me up when September ends.
Well, this is a September night as well. One wide. Wave and a miss. Another breaking ball low at end. Counts one and two. Elijah Green's an exciting prospect as well.
Strikes out a bit.
Again, that is the downside to Elijah Green. 52% strikeout rate. But again, plays a nice center field. And at the same time, saw him go yard twice in one game here 2 weeks ago. 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. 0-for-1 today with a bounce out back in the first. Former fifth overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Still trying to find it here at the single-A level. 2-2. Misses high and tight. And the count runs full. Went fastball up and in. And just in case Sammy Infante waits on deck. Two hits on the day for the Fred Nats. Salem has one. Sammy Infante's RBI double is the big blow. Three balls, two strikes, and Cohen comes to the plate. Misses low and in, and there's ball four. Two out walk to Elijah Green, and here's Infante, the second baseman.
That was one thing Green did very nicely last time around against the Red Sox. Worked a handful of walks. Of course, he exploded for those two home runs at the tail end of the week. But you take a look at just what Elijah Green was able to do against the Sox. Ended up with one of his better series of the year. Hit .235, but again,
Sammy.
Talent.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Got a good one here in Southwest VA as the Fredericksburg Nationals lead it 1-0 over the Salem Sox in game one of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 7-8-9 it goes in the Red Sox order. Nathaniel Hudson, Andy Lugo, and Danny McKelvin. As Mark Davis is back on the bump for his third inning of work, he has been very, very sharp so far in this one. Two scoreless frames. And the Red Sox have been retired in order. Hudson today, starting right fielder, steps in from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup to start the fray. Swinging that pink bat high above his head. First pitch from the belt, he rocks and fires. And he takes one just low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Hudson at 226, 6 homers, 33 ribbies for the crowd as he curls and unfurls. And he swings and rips it into right. It's down for a base hit. A one-out single off the bat of Lugo. And the league's second leader in doubles reaches here and gives way to Daniel McGavity, now the starting catcher.
All right, making his case if he can get a couple doubles this week here to kind of climb back to the top spot. But Andy Lugo, nevertheless, has been such a consistent bat for the Sox down the stretch as of late.
Here's McCalvany indeed, stepping in from the right side. Throw to first, and Lugo back in safely. Yeah, Andy Lugo, 23 doubles. Second in the Carolina League, just behind Caden Connor of Kannapolis. He's got 24.
Also leads the team with 65 hits.
Yes. Throw to first again. Head first slide back in there for Lugo. We'll reset.
He's been hot. He's hitting .333 in his last 10 games. 13-39.
Also, too, for Andy Lugo. We talk about the doubles. He had not left the yard. Was oh so close in Salem a couple weeks ago. First pitch, he takes off from first. Misses high and outside. Throw to second will be. Go earlier in the frame. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. He swings and pops it up. Right behind home plate. Pomenares gives it a look, but it goes foul. And Zanatello stays alive. And the fight is on. And a young fan gets it. Maybe 4 years old, if I had to guess. I love it. And the smile. We can see the smile from up here. Wearing the Spider-Man jersey.
Nice.
No balls, two strikes on Design Zanatello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 0-2. Taken low and outside, and it's 1-2. Went slider on the outer half. Zanatello, the now highest rated prospect in Boston system here in Salem. 1-2 from the belt. And the ready deals. Misses low and outside. Breaking ball in the dirt. Evens up the count at 2-2. Of course, Yoelin Cespedes was up here in Salem for about 2 weeks, the seventh best prospect in the Red Sox system. He unfortunately, after getting promoted, does not appear in a game. During BP before what was supposed to be his single-A debut, it has now been confirmed, broke his hamate bone. He is out for the rest of the year.
I mean, that is one of the wildest stories.
Two hours before making your single-A debut?
You can't.
Doing BP?
Make that up.
No.
You can't make that. When he got scratched from the line.
Sox are five games back in first place. There's plenty of time left to go in the rest of the season. No doubt about that. But when you're facing the team five games up on you in a three-game set and you only have nine left against them, it's a pretty key weekend for Salem before the Carolina Mudcats come to town. Here's Anderson from the left side. Switch hitter from Atlanta. Bases juice, corners play in. First pitch from the belt. Swing, get a miss. Count starts at nothing and one. And Antonio Anderson just wanted his first career grand slam with that one. Big swing and a miss. Four homers, 23 ribs. No balls and a strike. He kicks and deals. He swings and drubs it foul. First base side. Quickly, nothing and two. Brooks Brandon, the designated hitter, waits on deck. Again, corners play in. Middle infield is back, open to turn the double play ball. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Breaking ball sails high and outside. One ball, two strikes. North Atlanta High School's finest, Antonio Anderson. Mark Davis trying to hold the lead right here. 1-2. The righty deals. Breaking ball. Called strike. Three on the outside corner. Right above the belt. Anderson retired on strikes. And there's two down for Brooks Brandon.
That's tough. If you're Antonio Anderson trying to come through in a big spot. Bases loaded. Pressure's on. But it's all right. It's all about the development and big opportunity for Brooks.
Brandon 0-1 with the K. Back in the first. First pitch. Swing. Gonna miss. Scout starts at nothing and wide. Bottom of the third in Salem. Sox trail at 1-0. Bases loaded. Two down for Brandon.
This is the first opportunity this year with the bases loaded for Brooks Brandon.
Oh, wide. High and away it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Well, you just need a base hit. Brooks certainly has the power to hit it out of the yard. He's done it three times this year. Twice here in Salem. The other in Kinston against Down East. 1-1. He swings and rips it foul down the right field line. Moves the count to 1-2. And on the flip side, Mark Davis is now a pitch away from escaping quite the jam. The strikeout of Anderson was key. Brooks Brandon stands in now with two down. Nellie Taylor on deck. 1-2. Swing, get a miss. Chase the high fastball for strike three. Brandon retired on strikes for the second time today. And to the fourth we go in Salem. 1-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American, and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth, you're in Salem. 1-0, the Sox trail against the Fredericksburg Nationals. And ready to take us the middle frames in this one. Let's send it over to Mr. Giovanni Heater. What a pleasure after 19 days.
I appreciate it, Carter. Yeah, it's been quite some time since we were down to the mic for a little bit of play-by-play. But back and ready to roll, and the Sox trail it 1-0. Against the Fredericksburg Nationals. The good thing is, though, the Sox have been dialed in defensively ever since one run was surrendered in the first inning. Matter of fact, Brenner Cox, the leadoff man, had a base hit, ended up stealing second base, and a Sammy Infante, two batters later, RBI double, ended up bringing him in to score. Ever since then, the Fred Nats have been essentially neutralized, and the Sox kind of woke up a little bit after that start. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the second. Sat him down in four batters in the third. And now a new lefty on the bump. It's Mikey Sansone. First offering on the way. And a fastball misses down and away to the third man in the order. On the other side, pardon me, the fourth man, Brandon Pimentel, the first baseman. 4-5-6 for the Fred Nats. Pimentel, Brown, and Rombach. Pimentel stands in from the left side. Lefty on lefty, southpaw action. Friday night in Salem, the 1-0. Breaking ball hammered back to the net. Evens it up at 1-1. Brandon Pimentel so far tonight, he flew out to right field his first time up. Taps the bat on home plate, raises it above his left shoulder. From the left side now, it's Marcus Brown. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball down and away, 1-0. You go lefty, now to another lefty with Sansone on the bump. So another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Marcus Brown had that shallow flick.
You never know that it's going to work out that same way, but, you know, with nobody out, you never want to test somebody. Double play, and then you get a single right after that. It's probably not the best feeling right now for the Fred Nats.
There's Jose Colmenares, the eight-hole hitting catcher. Flew out to center first time up. Runner off of first, two gone, 2-0 lead. The pitch, fastball simmers high and in. He ducks away from it, 1-0. Colmenares hitting below 200 on the year at 196, just about a hit shy of the Mendoza line. 17 ribbies, though, with a runner on. Sansone from the belt, glancing to first, picks off to first. A high throw is gobbled up by Encarnacion, keeping Armando Cruz at bay. It's 1-0. Colmenares played in four games for the Fred Nats last time they were here in Salem. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball high, 1-1. Taking a look at what he was able to pitch. He swings, lifts it high into right field, going back. Brenner Cox, and he makes the catch on the run hip high for out number two.
By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Again, 540-354-5890. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion from the right side. Quickly two gone with nobody on here in the home half of the fourth inning. Righty on righty, first pitch, and a fastball simmers inside, missing the zone, 1-0. Pitcher on the hill on the other side for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Right-hander in Mark Davis has been solid, the 1-0. This is lifted high, left field. Just stepping in a hair is Vaquero, and he makes the head-high catch for out number three. Sox sat down 1-2-3 on about 4 or 5 pitches here in the fourth inning. They trail at 2-0, top of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of five on a steamy Friday night here in Salem. 2-0 the Fred Nats on top of the Red Sox. And Fred Nats ready to go 8-9-1 in the batting order. At the bottom, then back to the top, Jose Colmenares, Christian Vaquero, and Brenner Cox all due to step in against the lefty for the Sox in Mikey Sansone. Carter, are you getting... I hate to bring the attention to this. Left field moments ago. Back in the fourth.
Christian Vaquero, switch hitter for the Fred Nats.
Batting from the right side against the southpaw in Sansone. 1-0. Breaking ball. He lays down a bunt down the right field line. It's gobbled up by Encarnacion, and he gets him at first. Head first slide. Tagged him on the helmet. Runner moves to second, one gone to fifth.
Yeah, kind of a little push bunt down the first baseline.
It was almost like a slap bunt in softball.
Yeah, a little bit. It was already kind of two steps down the first baseline as he made contact with it. And then Fraley, a nice play, though, down at first to glove it, make the tag himself.
Here's Brenner Cox from the left side. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike on the outer half, 0-1. You know how I know it's been 2.5 weeks? I just made a mistake that I thought I had cleaned up forever.
What was it?
By saying the right field line, and the ball's still in the infield.
Oh, I didn't even notice you said that.
0-1, breaking ball. This grab one, but another base-running blunder keeps them from having any more damage put on the board. It's 3-0. We go to the home half of the fifth after this.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a Friday night in Salem. 3-0 lead for the Fred Nats. Mark Davis on the bump, Carter. He's been cooking. Number four in navy blue, now entering his fifth inning of work, ready to face off against 7-8-9 in the Red Sox order. Natana Uten, Andy Lugo responsible for one of the Red Sox two hits tonight, and Daniel McCalvity in the nine hole. Uten struck out looking. He's ready to dig in, playing a nice right field this evening, but the Red Sox being out hit 6-2, trailing it 3-0, and could be more.
Again.
If it wasn't some base running blunders on the other side.
Yes, again, absolutely could be more. Yeah, I mean, the fourth inning, you have somebody thrown out of home for the second out, trying to tag up on a sac fly attempt, and then you get picked off at second in the inning.
First pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball out in front, 0-1.
And again, like, I get what the Fred Nats were trying to do the prior frame. you try and catch Daniel McAlvin, he's sleeping, and try and swipe third as he's throwing the ball back to Michael Sansone. That one I get a little bit more, but now is where they're starting to pile on a little bit more at this point in the game.
Oh, 1-10. Fastball high and away, 1-1.
But Daniel had a nice AB back in the third, did strike out. But that elongated at-bat, waving that pink bat high in the air over the left shoulder.
Ball and a strike to pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with that breaking ball once again. The 24-year-old standing 6'3", 11th round pick out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. And Mark Davis has been outstanding so far today. He's thrown 62 pitches, 37 for strikes. 1-2. Misses high and in as Uten turns away from the breaking ball. Evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Carter, despite it all, the Sox have kept this game well within reach.
Sure.
Need an explosive inning.
They do. They do. But just got to kind of chip away. Get a run or two here and there.
2-2. This is high with a fastball. 3-2.
I wonder where the pink bat came from. It's such a Mother's Day type of look. But Mother's Day was 2.5 months ago. You know, the guys in the big leagues have the pink bats.
Yes.
On Mother's Day.
They do it here a lot, too.
Yes, they do.
Payoff pitch. He swings, hits a ground ball to the left side of the infield, gobbled up by Cruz. Fire to first is low, but it's in time for out number one.
He's impressive at short, Armando Cruz. Do you remember how the last time we were in this booth, before the 2.5 weeks off for us?
Feels like last season.
It really does. Do you remember how that game ended? Nellie Taylor was at second. Let's see, who was up?
Got thrown out at the plate.
Yes, who was up? I'll let you take over the pitch, but I want to see this.
Well, from the right side, it's Andy Lugo. First pitch, and a fastball simmers outside, 1-0. Andy Lugo with a base hit in the third. Stole second, was stranded at third. That was a bases-loaded situation for the Sox, another one where they're going to look back and say, man, wish we could have taken advantage. He rockets the 1-0 pitch high into the left center gap, but it's way up there. Vaquero underneath it. He's called off by the center fielder, Green, who hauls it in out number two.
Okay, so that game ended with Nathaniel Ten at the plate. He singles up the middle. He hit it so hard to short, it knocked the glove off
Yes.
of Armando Cruz, and it trickled away into shallow left. But, like, I'm talking by 4 or 5
yeah.
feet. Yeah, if that. And Nellie Taylor Jr., unfortunately, just didn't see a stop sign.
First pitch to McAlvany with 2 gone. A breaking ball misses at the ankles, 1-0.
And keeps on chugging around third. And Cruz recovers without a glove in his grasp. Like, the glove flew about 3-4 feet.
Yeah.
And on a hop, throws him out at home to end the game.
1-0 from Davis. Fastball high, 2-0.
And he was the tying run.
That was crazy, now that you bring that up. That does feel like it was so long. 2 balls, no strikes for Daniel McAlvany with a walk earlier tonight. 2-0, fastball outside, 3-0. Can they get something going here? 2 gone, nobody on. Home half of the fifth trailing at 3-0. Could flip it back to the top of the order if McAlvany gets aboard. Mark Davis, the 3-0. Got a get-me-over strike in there on the outer half, 3-1. Davis now up to 71 pitches, 40 of them for strikes. Brings home the 3-1. Fastball called a strike just underneath the hands of McAlvany. It's 3-2.
Good pitch. And Mark Davis, to your point from earlier, has been very, very sharp today. He's the reason why Fredericksburg has a 3-run lead. I get, like, offensively, they're getting the job done. But to continue to post zeros for the second straight time against the Red Sox is big time.
Second payoff in a row. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It trickles to the backstop. McAlvany takes off. There's no play. How about that? How often do you see that with 2 gone?
So a strikeout of McAlvany reaches on the wild pitch. Back to the top now. But yeah, Mark Davis, 5 scoreless against the Salem Red Sox on June 28th, and that was when the Red Sox, or rather the Frednats, started their streak of winning 13 of their next 15. And now he's doing the same thing here again today and not away from going 5 scoreless again.
From the right side, Nizan Zanatello. A pick off to first, and a head first slide was closer than comfort for Daniel McAlvany, but he's in there. Two gone. Runner off of first. Man, I could use a Nizan bomb right
now. Oh, absolutely. Five on the year. Three at home.
Righty on righty. First pitch to Zanatello. Fastball misses upstairs and away. 1-0.
Three in Salem. And inside the Parker was his first.
Yeah.
Against the Carolina
Wildcats.
On the road. On the road. Then he homered last week in Kinston.
He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk tonight. 1-0 on the way. And he looks at a breaking ball outside. 2-0. Zan Zanatello. Eighth best prospect of the Red Sox organization. Second round pick last year out of St. Louis, Christian Brothers Academy. 2-0. He swings, nubs it, a slow roller to the right side, gobbled up by Infante. Throws off the backhand, and it gets away from Pimentel. Now off to third is Daniel McKelvey. He's stopped there. And the umpires are going to say that the ball got out of play, runners at first and third.
Well, and with the ball getting out of play, yeah, they're going to give Zanatello second base as well on this one because it did get into the camera well down the first baseline. So we talk about the base running blunders for the Fred Nats, but now all of a sudden, this should have been a 1-2-3 frame for Mark Davis.
Half
a strikeout, wild pitch, and then an E4 extends the inning.
All right, you had the bases loaded in the third. Right, base hit from Lugo, walk from McKelvey, walk from Zanatello. Couldn't take advantage. Right, you had bases loaded with just one gone. Ended up striking out with both Anderson and Brannon. Now you go back to Anderson and hopefully Brannon, right? And you're in a situation very similar. Have to take advantage here.
Have to, yeah. To your point, I mean, that's, for the Red Sox, that has been the key moment of this game. Bases loaded, one out, two strikeouts. And now with Anderson and Brannon coming up, you feel pretty good about your chances to at least scratch across a run. Antonio Anderson is somebody who did have that single back in the first, but you kind of forget about it because he was thrown out at second. But this is where you want to be if you're the Red Sox in the order. And a key spot for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Antonio Anderson, the 19-year-old out of Atlanta, digs in from the left side. Two runners in scoring position for the Red Sox. Down 3-0 here in the home half of the fifth. Got to come through here. First pitch, the switch hitter. And a fastball misses below the knees. It's 1-0.
Base hit here can make this a 3-2 ball game.
Davis brings it to the belt. Brady on switch hitting lefty. 1-0. He swings and drubs it foul right on top of home plate. And the count evens up at 1-1.
By the way, I just want to say, because I assume he's back home in Atlanta right now, Antonio Anderson's dad came up last homestand and brought us those high school batting gloves that he used.
Yes.
That were signed. I currently have them on my bedside table at home. That'll
there
be a nice little memento for the new apartment.
Yeah, we appreciate that. The 1-1. He swings, sends a line drive into right field, and it's down in front of a diving Cox. It's going to roll all the way to the warning track. One scores for the Sox. How about one more? Anderson to third. Stand up, two RBI triple, and the Sox are within one in the fifth.
Well, a risky play for Brenner Cox to dive for that one. He did not look like he was going to get there. He decided to dive, and by the time that happened, it was always going to be three bases for Antonio Anderson. The question would be whether or not he'd maybe get the green light to score. But you're going to see the replay on MILB TV, and the errors, both base running-wise and in the field, have come back to absolutely cost the Fredericksburg Nationals. This inning should have been over with a strikeout and then an E4. And now a two-run triple, and it's a 3-2 game.
No doubt they're beating themselves. A blunder at its finest, and another one at that. That being said, kudos to the Sox for taking advantage.
Of course,
right?
Because
they didn't take advantage after having the bases loaded in the third. Here's Brooks Brannon from the right side. Runner off at third, Antonio Anderson. Sox back within a run. The first pitch, he swings and misses on a fastball, 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour heater outside of the zone.
Well, a base hit now. All of a sudden, you got a tie ball game.
Davis from the belt, the 0-1. He swings, skies it high into right, shallow. Cox chasing in, and he snatches it head high for out number three. But the Sox snag two in the home half of the fifth and make it a 3-2 ball game with the Fred Nats staying in front by a run. We go to the sixth, and things just got that much more interesting here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, things just got that much more interesting on a Friday night in Salem. Top of the sixth, 3-2, the Fredericksburg Nationals in front. But the Sox put up a two-piece in the home half of five, thanks to an RBI triple from Antonio Anderson to score both Daniel McCalvity and Nizan Zanatello after Brenner Cox with another blunder for the Fredericksburg Nationals out in right field. Dove after a line drive, got past him, went all the way to the warning track, almost had inside the park home run written on it for Anderson. He stopped at third and put the Red Sox within one. On the other side, the Fred Nats, well, the base running hasn't been there for the team that leads the Carolina League North by five games in total. And they're ready to go. Sammy Infante in the three spot, Brandon Pimentel in the four spot, and Marcus Brown batting fifth. First pitch on the way, and Infante skies one high into the air, shallow center field. Chasing underneath it is Nelly Taylor. He's called off by Utenin Wright, and he snatches it head high for out number one.
And now you need the shutdown frame for the Red Sox. To your point about the inside the park home run, with it being that play being an inside the park home run being written all over it, if that ball was lined more so down the line, I think that's an inside the parker for Antonio Anderson, because we saw that earlier this year with Tommy Specht with the Downeast Wood Ducks in town.
First pitch is taken for a strike by Brandon Pimentel on a fastball off the right arm by the 1-0. New pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Johan Otañez, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, deals the 1-0. Check swing, pitch misses. An appeal, and the field umpire and Travis Goddick says he didn't go on the fastball. 2-0. So Mark Davis's day is done, and a tremendous day for him until it sort of fell apart in the fifth. 2-0. Swing and a miss with a breaking ball out in front, 2-1.
Still, though, for him, went two outings against the Salem Red Sox without allowing an earned run.
Yes, because of the error and then the diving attempt by Cox, really not much of his fault. 2-1 to Nelly Taylor. He swings, slow roller to the right side, backhanded by Pimentel, underhands it to the covering pitcher in Otañez, and they got him for out number one. 3-1 sits down Nelly Taylor if you're keeping her at home, and it brings up Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman. Hit into a double play that was oh so unfortunate in the second after Nelly Taylor was aboard via the hit by pitch. Kind of a chaotic play, if you remember it, Carter.
Yes, absolutely.
And a fly out to right field. He's 0 for 2. Marv from the right side, righty on righty. First pitch, spiked in the dirt, 1-0. 226 hitter, two homers, 34. RBI on the season for Marvin Alcantara, the 19-year-old at La Victoria. Leads the team in hits with 65, tied with Andy Lugo. Heading into tonight, Lugo with a base hit earlier. That sets him at 66, so now Marv is second. 1-0. Fastball under the hands, high and in. 2-0.
Has been kind of a, other than the two-run triple, it's kind of been a quiet evening at the ballpark. We've seen some fun baseball, but not a lot of big blows in a 3-2 game.
2-0. He swings, rockets a line drive through the gap into left, and it's a one-out single for Marvin Alcantara.
Yeah, hit it well through the left side. And now all of a sudden, the Red Sox have the tying run on base. Go-ahead run at the plate. Though Salem has just four hits, I'll tell you what, kind of feels like at this point in the game, if the Red Sox are to win this one, it feels like they kind of stole one from time to time.
Unless, you know, if they dominate these next four frames,
course,
I think you'd
yeah.
feel differently. The fastball misses inside to Freely Encarnacion, 1-0. That's the only thing, right? I think you would feel differently if they have control of the back half of the ballgame.
Sure.
But at this point, I would agree with you. Runner off of first, one gone. And the 1-0 dances him off the plate, 2-0. 3-2 lead for the Nationals. Sox trailing by a run, being out hit 6-4. But making a comeback in that category with now two hits in the last two frames, including both runs. 2-0 to Fraley. Breaking ball. This did hit him. Three times it danced at his hip on the inner frame, and third time it finally plunked him. First and second, one gone for the Sox. Caught a piece of his jersey in that rib area. Seems to be okay.
Now, with the tying run in scoring position, Sox are mighty set up here. And again, it just kind of feels like the Frednets have bitten themselves at the wrong time. You give up the single, sure, but then the hit by pitch, now all of a sudden you move that tying run into scoring position. And the Dunnyu 10, 0-2 today, very capable bat, though, for the Sox.
First pitch, he tips it, right between the legs of the umpire.
Oh, here a replacement.
Yeah. Kind of ducks down there and takes a second. So, unwritten rule, you're going to have the catcher in Colmenares get the ball back to the pitcher, and seems to be A-OK. I mean, that did just happen to spike right down and come right back up, hit him on the leg.
You're a replacement umpire for today, and that happens.
That's unfortunate.
Fun.
First and second, the 0-1. He swings, chops it right side. Scooped up by Pimentel, and he steps on the first base bag. Nearly bobbled that one. An awkward play, but it moves the runners to second and third. Two gone.
I think awkward play is a fantastic way to put it. Can we get one more shot of that on MILB TV? If the guys have a shot in the booth to our right. Brandon Pimentel hit the deck on that one, kind of slipping as he came in.
Yeah.
Just a very... Hey, the All-Star break was the last 4 days. You know,
yes. Everybody's like, I'm rusty. You said you were feeling rusty. I think you sound great. Here's Andy Lugo. He swings, lifts it high, popped up, right side, foul territory, Pimentel underneath it, and he's able to track it down just about 25 feet away from first base for out number three. Well, the Sox felt like they had a little something going there. Left runners at second and third, trailing by a run. We go to the seventh.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60s.
Movement. Like Nellie Taylor has three, four times today just stuck his foot or his feet into the ground and has not moved for three, 4 seconds before catching the ball.
Rarely do you see
exactly, that. Exactly.
We've seen him have to play Superman. At
yeah.
times. First pitch to Armando Cruz. Misses down at in 1-0.
And the Roanoke Stars looking glorious as always.
Well, talking about the Roanoke Stars, you see the awesome hype video our team put out on the Salem Red Sox social medias. 1-0. Fastball cranked foul into the seats, right side. Jam-packed crowd tonight here in Salem, and we're expecting jam-packed crowds next Friday. That's the country night here at the ballpark.
Outdoors night, I believe.
Outdoors
well.
Night. Yep. Our own Stephen Langdon was modeling the jerseys they'll be wearing that night. The 1-1, breaking ball down it in, 2-1, and he modeled it out by the Roanoke Star.
I saw they went over there the other day. That was a nice little video. Now tomorrow, Minor League Chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available.
from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back on a Friday night here in Salem. We're just getting ready to throw some T-shirts, a rendition of God Bless America, and the Sox are within a run. Welcome back from the All-Star break, and here we are. We're throwing some shirts out the window. There's a dart, Carter. Nice throw, my man. Sent another one down there. Got to be a little guy I can toss it to.
To your left.
Oh, the Twins. The Twins. Oh, I missed the throw. No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like right
there. You're
talking
there. Twins? Like, they may be a year and a half old.
There we go. There we go. That's it. That's it. That's Raps. It's always the worst after we throw them and they look up for more. Like, that's all I got.
Well, I feel bad. I tossed both of mine in the same area. I did air mail it just a tad the first time, but maybe, like, not more than 2 feet. And the guy didn't even try for it. And then turned to me and was like, what the heck? I threw it to him again. I hit him right on the money. He did drop it, but he did get it. He did get it. Friday nights are the most fun to throw T-shirts.
Yes, yes. Honestly, Fridays and Saturdays probably, and Thursdays.
Thursdays are good too. No Thursday this week. No beer mongers this week.
By the way, the Sox are 12-1 on Thursday nights and still undefeated at home.
Yes.
So definitely keep an eye out for that next week on a Thursday. Starter and Johan Otañez. And it brings in Moises Diaz, the 23-year-old right-handed pitcher out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. A 2.13 ERA, Carter, a 3-1 win-loss record, and he's been very solid throughout 42 and a third this year.
Yeah, no, he certainly has been. And now you're in a very key situation because if you're Diaz, you want to induce a double play ball here in this situation. Strikeout or a double play ball is certainly ideal.
First pitch to Brannon. And he cranks a fastball high into right. Cox is underneath it. He turns, makes the catch, a tag up, and no. Nizan decides to stay put at second as the throw is retrieved at third by Marcus Brown. First and second, it'll stay with one out for the Sox.
Also, something I just noticed, very interesting. We haven't seen it yet this year. Liam Carroll is coaching third today.
I noticed that Ozzie was not there and that Liam was there. A little bit of a mix-up. Now, you see other teams do that.
Yeah.
The manager at third, but the Sox typically do not. Why do you think that is? Trying something new?
Yeah, I kind of hope so because we were not done on the field before the game, so I don't know if even – I assume Ozzie's here and everything. But yeah, that's interesting.
First pitch misses down and away to Nellie Taylor Jr., 1-0 with first and second, one gone. Tie ball game at three here in the seventh. Sox trying to take their first lead of the night. Another pitch misses downstairs in the count 2-0 for Nellie Taylor. Ground out, pop out, and a hit by pitch so far today from Nellie.
Sox within a hit of the Nationals. That being out hit, 6-5. 2-0. He swings. It's hit shallow. Left side. Foul territory. Brown underneath it. And he makes the catch in front of the Red Sox dugout for out number two. That's unfortunate.
And that's a nice play by Marcus Brown there. Just in front of the dugout to make the play. Staying with it the whole way through. Now it's up to Marvin Alcantara, second baseman.
Here's Marv. Base hit in the sixth, hit into a double play and flew out to right. Besides that, he's 1-for-3. Stands in from the right side. Had a line drive to his pull side last time around. First pitch misses high and in with a fastball, 1-0.
So far this inning, not a single ball has left the infield. Tony Anderson, by the way, is now 3-for-4. Two hit by pitches, infield single, E1. Fly out to right, fly out to third.
1-0, scolded on the ground, left side. One hop into the glove of Cruz. Three steps, fired a first on a rope for out number three. Well, the Sox tally one and tie the ball game brand new at 3 apiece. We go to the eighth in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth with a brand new ball game tied at 3 apiece here in Salem. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Stepping up to the mic, Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni here. Appreciate you there. All knotted up at 3 in the top half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. In game 1 of 3 in this 3-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Raymond Blanco is on the bump now for Salem, as here's Christian Vaquero, who steps in from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame, and the first pitch winds and fires, and it drills him inside corner on the knees, and a leadoff hit by pitch. How about that? Bottom of the seventh, back-to-back hit by pitch is Daniel McKelvin and Zion Zanatello, and then Vaquero, first pitch he sees, a hit by pitch to lead off the frame.
How many hit-by-pitches have we seen tonight?
So that is 4 on the deck combined between both sides. Brenner Cox, top of the order. First pitch and the throw to first instead, not in time. Vaquero back in head first safely. So Raymond Blanco takes over on the hill. 5-3 so far this season. A 3.94 ERA. 22nd appearance, does have a start, 4 saves as well. First pitch, rocks and fires, squares around a bunt and pops it up foul, third base side. Count starts at 0-1 on Brenner Cox. The Fred Nat starting right fielder is 2-for-3 on the day. A single, a bounce out, and a triple. That was back in the fifth. Scored a run for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 0-1. And Blanco winds and fires, squares around, bunts it up the middle. Blanco fields, throws to second in time for the out. Throw to first is not there, but what a play by Raymond Blanco to retire the lead runner.
Hey, he'll take that, cutting down the lead runner. Rinse and repeat, but you add an out on the board. The runner at first here. That's just solid play. He's always fielded his position quite well.
So Cox does not do his job. It's a fielder's choice. And here's Elijah Green from the right side.
Are you surprised to see Cruz out, face just six batters? Was lights out, might I add?
Well, you do have a very small three-game set. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and outside. And the count starts at 1-0.
Get everybody some burn.
Sure, absolutely.
Before you gear up for a normal week. That makes sense. Maybe that's why Cohen only went three frames.
Maybe so.
Because he might pitch again sooner rather than later.
Carolina Mudcats coming to town. Throw to first again. Back in safely, Brenner Cox will reset. Yeah, today for the Red Sox, Luis Cohen went three innings of one-run ball to start us off. Michael Cinzon, two innings of two-run ball. Nathaniel Cruz, two innings of scoreless baseball, hitless baseball. Two strikeouts as well. Throw to first again, and we'll reset. And to your point, yeah, looking at pitch counts. Cruz, yeah, he threw just 15. But again, doesn't typically stretch out for more than two frames. 1-0 to Green. He curls and unfurls. He swings, breaks a bat, slow roller left side, and it goes through the left side for a base hit to third, Cox, and he's in standing up. You have got to be kidding me. A broken bat slow roller would have likely been a routine play to third, and Antonio Anderson designs Zanatello kind of got caught in between, and it sneaks through for a base knock.
Oh, and this was dangerous, too,
yes,
because
the
this thing is coming in and
correct.
Charged.
Look at this if you're watching on MILB TV. Yeah, so that's why Antonio Anderson had to stop.
He was going to get hit.
Exactly. Just a funky, funky play here in Salem.
Going to go in as a hit.
Yeah. First and third, one down here, Sammy Infante. First pitch. Just misses low and outside. Went slider at the knees, and the count starts at 1-0.
Maybe it's got something to do with the full moon tonight, all the weird stuff going on.
Oh, my gosh. And the cloud cover in front of it, too.
Yeah.
Very spooky-esque here on a Friday night in Salem.
We were talking about October earlier tonight.
1-0 to Infante. Throw to first. Head first slide back in there, Elijah Green.
Clark's going to turn into a werewolf at midnight.
Infante 1-for-3. Mention the ribby double. Two flyouts as well.
So I guess we're technically off. The technical full moon is 2 days away.
I see. 1-0. He swings, chops at third base side. Anderson Fields races to third tack, but down, not in time. Everybody's safe.
That's tough.
Vaquero retreated back to the bag at third. Coxton moves to second.
Do you like the decision to try and get him there?
It's tough. And rather, Cox at third danced back to the bag. Elijah Green moved to second. And by the time the tag was put down, there was no play at first. Bases juice, one downer's Brandon Pimentel. First pitch, he swings and rocks it left side. This will be caught by Andy Lugo for the out. Tagging from third and the throw home, Brenner Cox will score. Everybody moves up a base. And the Frednauts now take a 4-3 lead. Hit it so hard off the bat, Lugo made the play. But the run scores, and the Frednauts a one-run advantage.
If the throw was better, I think they definitely had a chance to get him. Because that was a line drive, and it wasn't hit too deep either. Fortunately, throws offline, and the run comes in to score 4-3.
Brings up Marcus Brown, now the third baseman from the left side. Second and third, two down. Sox trail by one. First pitch from Blanco. And he winds and fires. He swings and ropes it foul down the first base line. Count starts at nothing and one.
That was one of those rare ones that somehow escaped the netting.
Luckily so.
Pay attention. Jeez.
Brown is 1-for-3 today. A triple back in the fourth. Base hit here. The Frednauts could take a 6-3 lead.
They gave an error.
Oh, one, and he swings and drubs it foul third base side.
On the throw home, they gave an error.
With everybody moving up 90 feet, would make sense. But now Blanco a strike away from a big-time strikeout in this contest. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Second and third, two down. And Blanco kicks and deals. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. And it moves the count to 1-2. Just in case, Nate Rombach is on deck, the designated hitter. He is 0-2 with a sac fly. Green off a third. Infante's at second. And the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low and outside below the knees. Evens up the count at 2-2. Nobody loosening up in the Red Sox bullpen. It's Blanco's frame for now. Two balls, two strikes. And the righty deals. He swings, rips it into right, moving into Danny Uten on the run, and he makes the catch for out number three. But a run does cross. Brandon Pimentel's sack fly, and the Fred Nets have a 4-3 lead going to the home half. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching St. Louis Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-3, the Fred Nets on top of the Salem Red Sox in game one of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 6-7-8 to goes in the Red Sox order. Fraley Encarnacion, Danny Utsen, Andy Lugo. First pitch, breaking ball, called a strike inside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Moses Diaz is on the bump for his second inning of work, and he's been sharp so far. Scoreless frame back in the seventh. 0-1. Called a strike, outer half of the knees. Quickly 0-2. Encarnacion is 0-2 on the day. Also is a hit by pitch. First baseman for the Salem Sox. 0-2. He swings and drubs it foul, third base side. Fraley stays alive. 7 hits on the day for the Fred Nats, 5 for the Salem Red Sox. Antonio Anderson is 3 of those 5. He's 3-for-4 on the evening. And then the Fred Nats, 2 errors to their credit. The Red Sox have 1. Diaz, the third pitcher on the bump. They went Davis, Otañez, and now Moses Diaz. His 0-2. He swings and chops left side. Charging Cruz, gloves, throws across the first, sails high, tack put down, in time for out number one. Brandon Pimentel climbed all the way up there, made the snag, laid down the tag, and here's the Denny Utsen, the right fielder. Utsen is 0-for-3, a strikeout, a bounce out, and also another bounce out, 3 unassisted to Brandon Pimentel. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch from the bat. Misses low and away. Count starts at 1-0. Well, the Red Sox just to reset. 45-42. They're 11-10 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. 5 back in first place of the Fred Nets. 1-0. In the dirt it goes. Moves the count to 2-0. And for the Freddies, as they call them up in Northern Virginia, 51-36. 16-5 in the second half of play. They took 4-of-6 from Salem here a couple weeks ago. And since then, they've won 13-15. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Slider low and away. Two balls and a strike. They won the final three in that series against the Sox. They then returned home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. They swept the Shorebirds. They won 9 in a row. And then the Carolina Mudcats come to town. They take 4-6. 2-1. He swings and chops left side. Charging Brown. Gloves on two hops. Throws across to first. And what a strike for out number two. Two up, two down via the ground out. And here's Andy Lugo, the left fielder. One for three day for Lugo. A single and two flyouts. The Frednets took the one-run lead in the top of the frame on the Brandon Pimentel sacrifice flyout to left on what really was a screaming line drive. First pitch, he swings and tips foul, first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. It has been a cauldron of chaos type of ball game. 0-1, he swings and knifes foul. Nothing at two. The Frednets got one in the top of the first. They then took a 2-0 lead in the fourth. Took a 3-0 lead in the fifth. A two-run triple off the bat of Antonio Anderson makes it 3-2. And then in the seventh, first the 0-2. He swings, lines left side, back in it, stop it, third by Brown. Throw across the first,
wow.
And that was just gorgeous. Hugging the line for Marcus Brown. A 5-3 putout, and that ends the inning. Three groundouts and to the ninth, we go in Salem 4-3. The Frednets on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-3, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox here on a gorgeous Friday night in Southwest VA. 6-7-8 goes in the Fredericksburg order. Hit Rombach, Armando Cruz, and Jose Colmenares, the starting catcher against Raymond Blanco, hot for his second inning of work. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, hope you can join us not only the rest of the weekend, but we've got a 9-game homestand coming up. 9 in 10 days. 3 against the Frednets and 6 against the Carolina Mudcats starting on Tuesday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's Rombach from the right side. He is 0-2 on the day. First pitch, he takes a breaking ball low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. Two flyouts and a sacrifice fly for the designated hitter for the Fredericksburg Nationals as he calls time as maybe a bug. Got in his eye, piece of dirt as well. 7 hits for Fredericksburg with Salem having just 5. Still a one-run game though as the 1-0 is swung through and missed. 1-1. Breaking ball in the outer half. Nate Rombach, who, again, small sample size here in Fredericksburg, just a tick above 300 on the season. 1-1, taken low and away. 2 balls and a strike. And is, how about this, the discounting the IL, which would pertain to Brenner Cox, the lone position player on this Fredericksburg team, 2-1, he swings and chops left side, charging Anderson, gloves on two hops, throws across the first, and there's out number one. strong plays with the left side of the infield here in the last two frames.
Hot corner's been busy. With Marcus Brown and Antonio Anderson.
5-3 put out, and here's Armando Cruz, the shortstop. But just to put a bow on that, Nate Rombach is the lone position player who was not on the roster when the Frednets were in town a couple weeks ago. First pitch to Cruz. He swings and chops again left side. Anderson to his left, throws across to first, and there's out number two.
Perfect throw.
So combined between the last two frames, fourth straight put out to third for both the Red Sox and the Frednets. Jose Colmenares now the starting catcher from the right side. He's 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Righty on righty matchup, and Raymond Blanco winds and fires, and he swings and tips it foul. Count starts at nothing and one. He got 9-10 here in Salem. 6 on the road against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6 at home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Then you go on the road again, 0-1. Wave and a miss. Beautiful slider, nothing and two. You go on the road to face the Frednets. And then you come back home, you got Lynchburg. And then pretty much the season comes to a close. Back to Delmarva, Kannapolis here for 6. So 2, he swings and nubs foul, first base side. Colmenares spoils it and stays alive. But again, a lot of baseball left to play. But, and we'll talk about this throughout the weekend, Delmarva's been out of it throughout the year. But look at who the Orioles just drafted. 0-2, slider just misses low and outside, moves the count to 1-2. We don't know what those rosters are going to look like the next couple weeks, but there's a chance those teams become much more competitive in the month of August.
No doubt.
1-2, Vaquero on deck, kicks and deals, and he swings and lifts it down the left field line. Andy Lugo comes in and makes the catch at high for out number 3. How about Raymond Blanco? How about Nathaniel Cruz? And how about the Sox bullpen? As we go to the home half of the ninth in Salem. Salem down to their final 3 outs. 4-3, the Frednets on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox are down to their final 3 outs in game 1 of 3 between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. 9-1-2 it goes in the Red Sox order. Daniel McAlvany, Nazan Zanitello, Antonio Anderson against the closer for Fredericksburg, Samuel Vasquez, who comes in with a 4-0 record, a 3.65 ERA, 29th appearance, and this would be save number 7 for number 40 in Navy Blue. 37 innings pitched, 33 strikeouts to 27 walks, which has at times been his issue. McAlvany on the day will stand in 0 for 1. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a strikeout. The Sox with a one-run deficit here on this Friday night, trying to at least tie this puppy up. Daniel McAlvany, the starting catcher for Salem, looking for maybe a signature moment here in the midway point of the season. Had a big-time go-ahead double, RBI double, in the bottom of the eighth a couple weeks ago at home, and a victory over the Down East Wood Ducks, and quite the opportunity here in the ninth. First pitch from Vasquez, and the righty curls and unfurls, and he takes it low and outside for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. Vasquez, the 24-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, 6'3", 170 pounds. 1-0. It skips in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes.
Good spot to get things going here. McKelvey, bottom of the order. He's been on twice out of the three times he's been up. And then you go to Nizan. He's also been on three times. And then Anderson's 3-for-4.
Two balls, no strikes. Samuel Vasquez as he kicks and deals. And he takes it low and in. Three balls and no strikes. Again, the walks have been the issue for Samuel Vasquez. 3-0. Takes a strike inside corner. Fastball at the knees, and McKelvey probably taking all the way.
Yeah, 3-0 situation in this spot. You're not going to swing.
3-1. Called a strike inside corner. Right, maybe a tick below the knees. Inside corner of the plate, and the count runs full.
It's the right call.
3-2. Misses high and outside. And there's ball four.
All right. Tying run is aboard.
A leadoff walk is ever so crucial. And now here's Nizan Zanatello, the starting shortstop, as Colmenares is going to come out and have a quick chat. Nizan Zanatello, eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, comes into this one 0-for-2 on the day. Hit by pitch and a walk back in the third. Antonio Anderson, who's 3-for-5, is on deck. McKelvey down at first. First pitch from Vasquez. From the stretch, kicks and deals. And he takes a strike outside corner. Count starts at 0-1. Sox trailed at 3-0. Then three unanswered, aided by Antonio Anderson's two-run triple. 0-1. There's a strike in or half. Quickly 0-2. And then the Fred Nets took the lead once again in the eighth on Brandon Pimentel's RBI sack fly. What a win this would be for Salem to start off this series.
Huge.
And a nine-game homestand. McKelvey dances off of first. 0-2 from the belt. Misses low and in. One ball, two strikes.
What do you give him here, Carter?
Slider outside corner. Ask for a swing and miss.
Yeah.
1-2. Kicks and deals. It skips and the dirt gets away. McKelvey dances to second. Well, how about that? A wild pitch at the most inopportune time for the Fred Nets. And the tie runs now in scoring position.
I mean, that's kind of how this game has gone for them, right? Giving things away.
Sure.
Can the Sox take advantage?
Two balls, two strikes. McKelvey at second. Nobody down in the ninth. And the ready deals. Called strike three outside corner. Frozen with a fastball, and there's one down for double A.
Nice 3-for-4. If anyone could come through, it's him right now. Man, a 4-for-5 day, that would be
incredible. 3-for-4 today with a single, two singles, and a two-run triple. First pitch, he kicks and deals. Misses low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Brooks Brannon lurks on deck. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. Two balls in, no strikes. Now, first base is open. But you don't want to put the potential winning run on first base. Two balls, no strikes. He winds and fires. Misses low and in. Three balls in, no strikes. And you also don't want to put the winning run on base with Brooks Brannan in the on-deck circle. Daniel McKelvey off his second. 4-3 Sox trail. 3-0 to Antonio Anderson. Kicks and deals. And he takes it inside for ball four.
Well, Carter, that's another strength of his game. Second in the league in walks at just 19 years old and has so much discipline beyond his years. First and second.
And here comes Justin Lohr, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals, as the wind starts to whip here in Salem. First and third, or first and second, rather. One down, home half of the night. Sox trail at 4-3. So far in the frame, Daniel McKelvey leadoff walk. Nizan Zanatello a strikeout. And Antonio Anderson a walk. Again, at times, when the Sox have capitalized, it's been because Fredericksburg has set Salem up for success, and to the Sox credit, they've taken advantage. Well, the meeting ceases on the bump. And now quite the opportunity for Brooks Brannan. Basic can tie this puppy up, the winning runs at first. And again, Antonio Anderson can run as well. 0-for-4 day for Brooks. First pitch. He swings, chops it up the middle to his left. Crew steps on second. Throw to first is high. Gets in the dugout, and we have a tie game. That would have ended the game. And we're tied at four.
That's crazy, and everybody had to duck and cover in the dugout as well.
Well, they got the out at second. So there's out number two, but Brooks off to second. On the E6, and here's Nelly Taylor Jr.
I mean, how fitting the game's tied on an error with how things have gone. That's the third Nationals error today.
Nelly Taylor. First pitch, and he sees it low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Base it here, the Sox maybe win it. The Frednets get an out. We go to the 10th. 1-0. Taken for a strike and a half. Fastball at the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Let's have Nelly bring us home here.
0-for-3 for Nelly Taylor Jr. Hit by pitch. Outfield comes in. 1-1. Kicks and deals. He swings and chops it foul. First base side. 1-2. What do you go with here if you're Samuel Vasquez? There has not been a hit in the inning for Salem. Two walks, a strikeout, and an error on a fielder's choice. 1-2. He swings and lifts it down the left field line. Vaquero giving chase. Infield ground is there and makes the catch, crashing up against the wall for out number three. But for the third time this year in Salem, we're going to have free baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tied at four between the Frednets and the Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 10th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Free baseball here on this gorgeous Friday evening where the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox are tied at 4 through the first. Furls. Breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count of 1-1. Cox, Elijah Green, and Sammy Infante. That's where we're at in the order. Roman Blanco on for his third inning of work. Back and forth one here in Salem, Virginia. 1-1. And the ready deals. High and tight fastball. Moves the count to 2-1. Now, we've just surpassed the 9:30 hour here on the East Coast. This has been a relatively quick ball game. But now reach extra innings. 2-1. Kicks and deals. Misses low and away. 3-1. And I say 9:30 hour. That's actually not an hour. You say 9 or 10 o'clock hour. We've just surpassed 9:30 here on the East Coast.
We've reached the halfway mark of the ninth hour of the evening.
3-1. The ready deals, and he swings and tips it foul. Count runs full. Now, if you walk Cox here, first and third one down, Elijah Green can run at the plate.
Yeah.
So I think the entire infield will stay in. You're not going to shift the middle infield back, hoping for the double play ball.
Carter, we got to get home. We got to watch Dodgers Red Sox tonight.
True. That is a huge series tonight.
Massive.
Out in L.A.
3-game set. Huge.
3-2. And Blanco deals. He swings and chops it foul. First base side, and Cox stays alive.
Hear me out. 2-game lead over the Royals for the wild card right now. I believe 3.5 or 4 games back of the Yankees, and I think 6 games back of the lead in the AL East. I'll have to double check that, but something in that ballpark. I'll let you get the pitch here.
3-2. He winds and fires. Just misses low and inside. And there's ball 4. A 1-0 walk and runners at the corners. 1 down for Elijah Green. So, coming into the All-Star break, I believe the Red Sox were just 4.5 games back of first in the AL East.
Is that what it is?
So, 4.5 back of the Orioles.
And then 3.5 back of the Yankees. Sure. Who are both on a downward trajectory.
Correct.
At the moment.
Both of those teams have not been playing good baseball.
And just played each other.
Correct.
Sox have a chance to set the world on fire if they can do some damage in L.A.
Here's Elijah Green. First pitch is a strike. Outside corner. Count starts at 0-1. Now, I was wrong. The middle infield has drawn back. Corners continue to play in, and Antonio Anderson actually about 2 steps behind the third base back. Off of third is Ochoa. Cox is down at first. 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. Elijah Green on the day. Is 1-for-3. A bounce out, a strikeout, and a single. Also had a walk that was back in the third. 7th best prospect in the Nationals organization. 1-1. He swings and tips it off the finger of Daniel McKelvey. And the count moves to 1-2. So again, your unwritten rule, Jared Neal will give Mr. McKelvey some time behind the dish. A strikeout here would be absolutely massive. And Elijah Green not only leads the Carolina League in strikeouts, he strikes out 52% of the time.
Woof.
The 1-2. Winds and fires, and he swings and lines it left side. Could be 2 on a hop. It's Bob, but it's short. Flipped to second. Not in time. Everybody's safe. Run scores, and the Fred Nets lead it 5-4.
That's just tough right there. I don't think it's the wrong call by any means.
No.
Crowd's booing, but it's just good baseball if you're the Fred Nats.
I don't know if you would have had the double play ball. But you at least would have had the out at second.
You would have had the out at second.
So
run
would
have scored regardless.
It goes down as an E6 on Design Zanatello. For Sammy Infante. First and second, still one down. First pitch from Blanco. And it's caught a strike inside corner. Fastball at the knees, and it's nothing and one. Brandon Pimentel is on deck. 5-6-7 do it for the Red Sox in the home half of the 10. Marvin Alcantara for Elian Encarnacion. Hit Danny Utsin. 0-1. Misses low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. And obviously now if you're the Red Sox, you have got to keep this a one-run game. You're going to start with Nellie Taylor Jr., who has speed, out at second base. One ball, one strike. He winds and fires. Swing, gonna miss. Beautiful breaking ball. It's 1-2. Infante on the day is 1-for-4. RBI double back in the first. Got the scoring started in Salem. 1-2, winds and fires. Swing, gonna miss. He got him, strike three. Big time strikeout of Infante. And there's two down for Pimentel, the first baseman.
Needed it big time, and Blanco, who's not a huge strikeout guy, ends up picking up his first of the night.
Well, and here comes Juan Rivera to the pitching coach for Salem. Now to have a quick conversation as the entire infield converses on the top of the bump. And again, I want to emphasize, bottom of the 10th, Nellie Taylor is going to start at second. He's up there with one of your speedier guys on the roster. Either him, Stanley Tucker, Andy Lugo, maybe take your pick. But you like the spot you're in right there.
Yeah, I mean, you're not in a bad spot in the lineup coming up, especially because Lugo's contributed to the hitting party. Same with Marv. You know what they're capable of. Coming into the series, Marv's the hottest bat on the team, hitting above 300 in the last 10 games.
Yes. Well, the meeting comes to a close, and here's Pimentel from the left side. First and second, two down. He's 1-for-3 with the sac fly. First pitch from the belt. Wave and a miss. Disgusting slider, and it's nothing at one. Nobody is warming up in the Salem bullpen. This is Raymond Blanco's inning for now. Swinging the right arm beneath his knee. And here's his 0-1. He swings and chops it first base side. It trickles foul. Quickly 0-2. Just in case Marcus Brown is on deck. Third baseman for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And out here, ever so crucial, a run for the Fred Nats. Well, all of a sudden, they have a two-run lead. 0-2. And the righty deals. He swings and chops it right side. To his left, Alcantara. Gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number three. Well, for the second consecutive inning, the Sox are down to their final three outs, trailing 5-4 against the Fred Nats. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs.
Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the 10th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-4, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox here in Southwest VA. Well, Samuel Vasquez, who blew the save in the ninth, is back on for his second inning of work. If he retires the Sox here without surrendering a run, he'll get the victory tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 5-6-7 it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Raleigh Encarnacion, and could win the game. The outfield has completely drawn in, knowing they got to cut down the winning run. The Danny Utens on deck. The 1-1. Wines fires. Swing. Gonna miss through a high fastball. 1-2. Still nobody out. All tied at 5. Bottom of the 10th in Salem. Marvin Alcantara off of second. Danny Utens awaits on deck. The 1-2 to Fraley and Encarnacion. And the righty deals. Misses high and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Starting first baseman for the Salem Red Sox. Two balls, two strikes. Vasquez from the belt. He kicks and deals. He swings and chops it foul. Third base side. Fraley just gets a piece and stays alive. Encarnacion at 244. A base hit here would be his second walk-off base hit of the season. 2-2. He swings and chops it. Left side. Charging Cruz. Gloves. Throws across the first. There's out number one, but Alcantara moves to third. Just in time for Nathaniel Cruz as Fraley does his job.
Good play by Cruz. Didn't panic with it. Knew he had plenty of time once he gathered the ball as well. Good base running by Alcantara to set it up.
So how about this? The Fred Nats are going to go with 5 infielders in this situation. As Brenner Cox is going to come out and get an infielder's glove. Just 2 outfielders in left center field and right center. Trying to cut down the winning run, and Alcantara down to third. And a quick meeting on the bump as well. And if you're Samuel Vasquez, man oh man, do you need the strikeout in this situation?
This is interesting. Does it pay off?
Now, you see teams that are heavily analytical do this from time to time.
First time I've seen this at the single A level.
So, Christian Vaquero is in left center. Elijah Green shifts to right center. Anything to straightaway center is going to fall. Brenner Cox comes in and is just to the left of the second base back. Entire infield drawn in. Here's Utens. 0-for-4 day. First pitch. In the dirt it goes. 1-ball, no strikes. And Nate Ochoa fresh off the bench. That's 2 key stops behind the dish.
This looks like when you're playing, like, the new college football video game and you can tell they're stacking the box with a 4-man blitz. I mean, this is intimidating to look at here.
The 1-0. The righty deals. He swings and chops it. Right side, fielded at second, throw home, not in time, and the Sox win it. 5 infielders, doesn't matter. Salem walks it off on Friday in Salem.
What a way to start this series, huh? A team that's been red hot. They've won 13 of their last 15 ball games. That includes 2 19 days ago when they were here in Salem, and the Red Sox get theirs back. Huge way to start the weekend against the best team in the league with a 5-game lead. Cut it down to just 4 because the Salem Sox are walk-off winners on a Friday night. How about those fireworks that are about to be on tap?
What a win for the Salem Red Sox. What a ball game.
What a ball
here in Salem, too. To open up this nine-game homestand as the Red Sox win it 6-5 here on a Friday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Whew. Take a deep breath. As the Red Sox now four back in first place. Overall, Salem now 46-42 and 12-10 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Mr. Heater, your final thoughts, and then we got to hop off for some fireworks.
Hey, I'm ready to roll for another one tomorrow. It's good to be back. It's good to see this team win. We said that we felt like they could make some noise in the second half, and here they are in a position to do so, tied for second, and they're playing the team that's number one.
What a win indeed for the Salem Red Sox. They win it 6-5 in comeback fashion with a two spot in the home half of the 10th. Well, tomorrow back in action at 6:05 against the Fredericksburg Nationals. We're on the air, barring no umpire delays, at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time here from Salem. Well, for everybody to the room.